This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, two studies on agents.md files show that instructions change how coding agents behave, while repository architecture overviews do not.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
If you run /init in Claude Code or Codex, skim that architecture tour it hands back, commit the resulting agents.md and move on, nothing tells you if the agent ever reads a line of it, or whether it changes a single thing the agent actually does.
Now we have two 2026 studies answering that, and the answer splits the file clean in half. The instructions change behavior, but the repository tour doesn't do a thing, except add over 20% to the cost of every run.
That's from ETH Zurich's evaluation of agents.md files. They tested them against 138 agent bench instances across 12 repositories, plus 300 Suibench Lite instances using four different coding agents.
And the contrast in tool usage is staggering. When a tool goes unmentioned in the context file, tool use per benchmark instance ranges from well under 0.05 uses, down under 0.01 for something like UV.
Right, almost never. But once that tool is explicitly named inside the context file, tool use jumps to between 1.6 and 2.5 uses per instance, from almost never to routine, just because it was written down.
So the instructions land. But then look at the overview section. That repository tour is present in 95 to 100% of LLM-generated files, and it never measurably speeds up how fast an agent finds the file it needs.
Which means for anyone maintaining a Claude.md or an agents.md file, that architecture tour you keep polishing gets billed on every single run and buys literally nothing the study could detect.
While the single line telling the agent to run make test before committing is the part that actually moves it.
That split is so sharp that the ETH Zurich team drew a direct recommendation from it. They suggested omitting LLM-generated context files for the time being and including only minimal requirements, like specific tooling to use with the repository.
Though, if you want to look at real-world usage instead of scoped benchmark tasks, there's a second study, published August 20th, 2026, that checks how agents discover, read, and write documentation in logged sessions.
They analyzed 557 agent sessions and 33,092 pull requests to see what documents coding agents actually open when nobody's grading them.
And in those logs, instruction files and the agent's own working notes accounted for 60.5% of all documentation interactions.
Compare that to classical technical documentation at 10.6% and API references sitting at just 1.3%.
And agents were seeking out those files proactively. Consultation was self-initiated 70.2% of the time, compared to only 7.5% that followed a visible failure.
So consulting those files isn't a last resort after an error. It's already an established habit.
Right. Read across to the file every repository maintains for its own long life, that gap suggests effort spent writing prose descriptions of architecture is effort spent on the half of the document nobody is shown to use, while the instructions earn their keep from the first commit.
Though that reading is actually tidier than the evidence fully allows. The two papers don't even agree with each other on what happens right after an agent reads documentation.
That's the contradiction on behavior. ETH Zurich found that context files trigger more testing, searching, and file reading, adding 2.45 to 3.92 extra steps per run. That explains the extra 20% cost without any boost in task success.
While the August 20th trace study found almost the exact opposite in its session logs, a documentation read event was followed by less immediate testing, not more, showing a lift of 0.23 and an adjusted odds ratio of 0.39.
And there's another detail in ETH Zurich's findings that gets lost if you just say, throw out context files. The origin of the file matters.
Developer-written context files actually lifted task success by about 4 percentage points in their tests.
While LLM-generated context files cost about 3 percentage points in task success.
So human-authored context isn't worthless at all. It's just poorly approximated by an automated summary.
There's also the fundamental limitation of benchmark tasks versus real engineering work. Neither study covers the long-lived proprietary code base that most teams actually maintain.
Where a careful architecture overview might carry weight that a scoped benchmark task can't register.
Which is why measuring whether an agent obeys a file counts so much more than measuring whether it reads well. That's why the case for CI run evals on design system rules matters so much too.
Guillaume Mouillou brought this down to a practical workflow on Upson's developer blog when he wrote about ETH Zurich's paper and inverted the default.
He said it confirmed a gut feeling a few people already had and proposed starting with an empty agents.md file rather than a generated one.
With no description of the repository's architecture anywhere in the document, you only add a line when an agent repeats a mistake you actually watched it make.
Every single rule in that version is earned by a failure someone watched happen. That's the exact property the benchmark rewards, and the generated overview never had.
It's the exact same instinct behind treating a repo's context file as brand material rather than documentation. Specific beats complete.
The odd part is that the file was never really failing at what it actually does. It was failing at what it was never good at in the first place.
If you skim the architecture tour slash init wrote you, you're reading prose an agent doesn't need to find its way around. Delete the line telling it to run make test first, and you feel it by the next commit.
The rulebook was always doing the work. The tour was just the part that made the file look thorough.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.